For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Strong economic policies could sway rural folks in battleground states, according to a new survey by the Center for Rural Strategies. Pollster Celinda Lake says nearly 4 in 10 they talk to are blue-collar swing voters who share common concerns about making a living.
There were a ton of policies that were so popular they were almost core values. In such a polarized environment, they were still bipartisanly supported.
Rural Strategies President Dee Davis says partisanship remains strong among the rural electorate, in part because their sense of American identity has been weakened by the loss of jobs and livelihood. But he believes they're eager to be persuaded by effective proposals.
This was not a response of people who didn't want to be connected, but who were longing to be reconnected with the country.
The survey found voters were very closely aligned on important kitchen table concerns, such as affordable housing, the cost of food, and corporate greed. A crowdfunding drive aims to keep the doors open at a rural Pennsylvania hospital. Olivia Weeks has more.
A GoFundMe campaign is asking donors for $1.5 million to keep the independent Bucktail Medical Center operating. Tim Reeves, Bucktail's administrator, says the 16-bed hospital and adjacent 43-bed nursing home provide crucial services to Clinton County.
The next closest ER to us is 28.6 miles away. Next closest hospital with inpatient hospital beds is over 40 miles away.
He says it's a critical condition.
Ultimately, if we can't find some assistance, we close.
The National Rural Health Association says that more than 140 rural hospitals have closed since 2010. Nearly a third of all rural hospitals are said to be at financial risk. I'm Olivia Weeks.
Musicians in symphony orchestras are mostly white, and why a South Dakota program is being hailed for breaking down barriers. Emmanuel Black Bear sings with the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra as part of the Lakota Music Project. He says it's a way for white and indigenous musicians to advance cultural understanding.
We get to show who we are to non-native people, and hopefully break down some of the stereotypes of my relatives across the state.
A typical Lakota Music Project show consists of a chamber orchestra and native drumming group or a flute player collaborating on newly commissioned pieces. After 15 seasons with the New York Philharmonic, orchestra director Delta David Geyer was ready to break new ground.
We could create understanding between our cultures through the medium of music.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.